The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Back with you here courtside in Fayetteville High School for the second day of the Bulldog Classic. I'm Benjamin Kelly. Matt Sharp is our in-studio coordinator here this afternoon, or this evening. As Mountain Home has the basketball coming out of the, to begin this second quarter, they're trailing 15-9. Mountain Home working left to right, trying to get things going offensively. Pfeiffer tries another three. She leaves it a touch short, but the rebound offensively pulled down by Walker. Finding Foreman underneath, she's fouled on the shot attempt and will go to the free throw line for a pair, as the shot did not go. The foul is charged upon number 15, Haley Morrison. Morrison, the 5'8 senior. Foreman's first foul shot is good. She's got 3 points. Foreman, Collins, and Pfeiffer all with 3 points now. And Riley Walker has the other one. 15-10 our score. Here's second quarter, 7:39 to play. Foreman's second foul shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We seem to be having some technical issues. We will get you back to the game as soon as we can. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room at Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, sorry about that. We're back with you. Live basketball here in Fayetteville as the Lady Bombers trailing by 5, 17-12 our score, 6:17 mark. Mountain Home will have the basketball after this last dead ball. Emma Martin checks out of the game. Checking in for her is Madeline Collins. 17-12, Sepulpa with the lead. Mountain Home is trailed by as many as 11 here this afternoon. 6:10 to play, second quarter. Walker with the basketball. It's a 1-2-2 zone employed here by Darlene Caleb in her 11th season. Shot goes up from the left wing from Pfeiffer. It's no good. Rebound to Hall of Sepulpa. Quickly in transition is Ray Osbert. Now demand at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense employed here by Flennards. 17-12 our score. Here's a jump shot in the middle of the paint by Osbert. Boy, she's got 6 points. She leads all scorers in this contest. 19-12 our score, 7-point deficit here for the Lady Bombers. Walker brings it up, bounce pass goes to Pfeiffer here near side corner, feeds it right back to Walker on the wing. Walker picks up her dribble at the perimeter, feeding it down low to Foreman. Foreman missed the shot, got her own rebound. Now it's a tussle underneath, and loose ball on the floor, and they are tied up. Foreman is tied up down low, and the possession arrow favors out of Sepulpa.
Mountain Home substitution number 14, Kyra Pinn.
Pinn will check back into the game as Foreman has a seat. Man-to-man defense put on here by Mountain Home. 5:13 to play here, second quarter. Lady Bombers down by 7. Here's a skip pass. Now they dropped into a zone defense. Hence that skip pass. This is Hall on the far corner. She'll skip it to the top of the key to Dement. Now feed it high post to Osborne. With her back to the bucket, she kicks it out. The shot goes up from the wing, and it's in. They have, I believe that's, I don't know who made that shot. The roster has her name as somebody else. But anyway, we got a timeout taken by Mountain Home. We'll sort it all out and get it back to you here in just a bit. 22-12 our score. Second quarter, 4:39 to play. Mountain Home trailing by 10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Benjamin Kelly back with you courtside here. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Fayetteville High is the venue. It's the Bulldog Classic. Mountain Home trailing 22-12 after that last three-pointer by DeShonte Thomas. Here's a triple try from Husky on the near side corner. Ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and Sepulpa will have it. It's early on here. Mountain Home has been unable to really get in a groove offensively. They did a good job yesterday against North Little Rock of dictating the tempo of the contest. They had to slow down the charging Wildcats and eventually drop that game, 45-32. Here's a spin move in the low post by De'Asia Thomas. Her shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Mountain Home in transition. Pfeiffer left open for three, right wing, got it. Swish. Anna Pfeiffer's got 6 points, and the lead is now 22-15. The deficit, I should say, for the Lady Bombers. Thomas with the basketball, now over to Hall. DeShonte Thomas. Here is Brooks. Brooks around the perimeter, now putting it on the deck. Thomas down low with it. And I think we got a jump ball. Her shot was partially blocked. And so the possession arrow now favors that of Mountain Home. Walker with it, driving, 3:33 to play here, second quarter. Mountain Home trailing 22-15. Husky puts it on the deck, drives near side baseline. Using a screen by Penn, they're going to try the pick and roll, but Thomas, the taller Thomas, swats it away, and it yields a turnover in favor of Sepulpa. Working right to left are the Lady Chieftains, hailing from the Tulsa area. 3:15 to play here, second quarter. 22-15 our score. Here is De'Asia Thomas at the free throw line, swinging around the perimeter, finding the hands of Tori Delaney. Delaney feeds it down low to Thomas. Now a little two-man game. Thomas with it. Faces up to the bucket on the left block. Her shot goes up past Kyra Penn, and she makes it. 9 points for De'Asia Thomas, and it's back to a 9-point deficit for the Lady Bombers. 2:50 to play here, second quarter. Mount Home with the basketball, working left to right in their road blue uniforms. Husky with it, using a screen by Penn, looking for the roll, nothing there. Now to Collins, over to Pfeiffer. Free throw line extended far side of the floor. Pfeiffer takes it back between the rings and gives it to Penn. Here is Walker. She drives baseline. Shot goes up, and she's fouled and will head to the free throw line for a pair. And that seems to be the Del Leonard wants to do here. The jump shots are not hitting right now for Mount Home. So over the last couple of offensive possessions, what we've seen is more of an attacking and penetrating the lane, trying to generate some contact to get to the stripe. First foul shot is no good from Riley Walker. She's 1 for 3 on the night. Five team fouls for Sepulpa as Emma Martin checks into the game.
Sepulpa substitution number 23, Hannah Belleville.
Hannah Belleville is into the contest now for Sepulpa. Right now it is Collins, Pfeiffer, Walker shooting. Foreman. And Emma Martin into the contest. Both foul shots are no good for Walker. Ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Sepulpa. So there's a break for the Lady Bombers. The basketball actually went into the garbage can, and so now the official is doing his best to try to wipe off any garbage residue. 24-15 our score. Mountain Home trailing by 9. 2:30 to play here, second quarter. Martin with it. Little dribble drive into the lane, or 14-foot jump shot is off the mark. Great hustle by Riley Walker to save it, but right into the hands of De'Asia Thomas. It is a jump ball, and the arrow favors Adam Sapopo, so they'll have it 94 feet away from their own bucket. 3:24 to play here, second quarter. Lady Bombers trailing by 9. Full court press put on here. This is somewhat uncharacteristic for a Del Leonard team. He doesn't necessarily do this a lot. They nearly broke the press. A long pass by Taylor DeMent is intercepted by Collins. So that press gives Mountain Home back the basketball. 24-15 our score. Lady Bombers trailing by 9. Here is Martin. She drives on the left side of the lane. Her dribble is knocked away. Now loose ball leaking out in front is Lindsey Hall. In pursuit of the bucket, her right-handed layup is good. And it's now an 11-point deficit for the Lady Bombers. First bucket of the evening for Lindsey Hall. It's 26-15 our score. 1:40 to play here, second quarter, before the intermission. Walker being worked on by DeMent, the man-to-man defense by Sapulpa. Right wing is Martin. Takes it back to the top of the key. The ball worked around the perimeter and finds the hands of Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer looking for a cutting. Collins down low. She sealed off her defender, got the bucket, and will head to the line for an extra one. Does a good job of sealing off the defender down low. After the initial screen of Pfeiffer on the left wing, they like to run that pick and roll. And Collins did a superb job of getting to the basket and sealing off her defender in order to execute the jumper. So she's awarded an extra foul shot. It goes up and it goes in. The old-fashioned three-point play. She's got 6 points, and it's now a 26-18 score. This time, Sapulpa breaks a full-court press with ease. In transition, here's DeMent. Nearly picked up her dribble, nearly traveled with it. Now goes to the high post to Thomas. To Hall, now to Belleville. 1:15 to play, second quarter. 26-18 our score. Ray Osborne has the basketball now. On the far side of the floor, shovels it over to DeMent. On the right wing, 1:05 to play, second quarter. Lady Bombers down by 8. DeMent working one-on-one against Pfeiffer. Picks up her dribble 10 feet outside of the lane. Now to Hall between the rings. 54 seconds and counting to play here before the half. Lady Bombers trailing by 8. Now Sapulpa trying to slow things down as DeMent will pull it out. She uses a high screen by Thomas and goes to the left wing to Belleville. With a foot on the line, a long jumper is off the mark. A rebound to Foreman, and we got a whistle on Lindsey Hall of Sapulpa. And so Mountain Home will have the basketball as that is a seventh team foul for Sapulpa, so that will be a one-and-one opportunity now for the Lady Bombers. I think it's going to send Foreman to the free throw line. Checking into the contest for the first time today. Now they have her as 21, but that is Tamira Poindexter. She's into the contest. Foreman is now shooting. Lindsey Hall also has a seat. Deshaunty Thomas is into the contest. Boy, I'll tell you what, the program and all these numbers different. And either way, it's Deshaunty Thomas into the contest. 26-18 our score as the one-and-one shot is no good by Foreman. So Sapulpa with the basketball with 29 seconds to play here second quarter. An extended zone defense now by Mountain Home. Riley Walker comes out to greet Ray Osborne. Here is DeMent now with it. 2-3 zone employed here by Del Leonard. This is Thomas now, a skip pass going to Belleville on the right wing. 10 seconds to play here in the half. Mountain Home down by 8, trying to come away with a good defensive stand. Shot goes up from Thomas underneath. Rebound pulled down. 3 seconds to shoot. Pfeiffer with the basketball. A heave from midcourt. Good if it goes. It's off the mark wide left. And it's a 26-18 ball game at the break. As we played a total of 16 minutes, we'll have the halftime show coming up here next. You're listening to Mountain Home Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.